بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is الرحمن
Allah
who is المنان.
لا إله إلا.
Please send us your emails to our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qum, Brother Suhail. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you very much.
So one important question regarding the Islamic beliefs are the blessings and the mercies that are sent by us to the passaways, to the deceased person, especially our parents. According to a custom and a belief, most of the people in Islam do not forget their deceased ones. After they pass away, they do khairat, they do barakat for them, they give in charity, they give food and sustenance to the needy in remembrance of the deceased ones. Now first talk a little bit about this action and this custom among the Muslims. Where does it come from?
So this custom and habit normally comes from the verses of the Holy Quran and the traditions that we have that talks about the rights of parents after their death. And also talks about how death is not the end of the world. The concept of death in Islam as well is not the end of life, but yes, it's the interchanging from one material world to another realm. Yes. Like the way it is for an infant when he's in the mother's womb, mm-hmm, towards this world. So when he's in the mother's womb, the way of sustenance and risk for the child is through the mother. But the moment he comes over here, he becomes independent from the mother. He has it separately. Yes. So the same way it goes, that a person who is in this world is living in this material world. The moment he transitions, the transition, we call it death, he transitions to another world where, yes, he is now taken accountability for what he has done in this world. And that's where his accounting starts. And how a person in this world can create a connection with that world by doing some of the activities and amal and actions that would help, mm-hmm, someone over there. And one of them is regarding to parents and that's their right. kids. And as we see a lot right now in a general view, not the Islamic one, that whenever a person dies, even if you have a belief there is another world, they tend to forget, not because they want to forget, but they continue their busy life.
Yes.
In struggling, rushing
towards
success.
Ordinary busy life, that's right, okay.
Yeah, so because...
And gradually they forget...
Yeah, you
the dead ones,
end up right. forgetting that okay. Your parents are dead, and or some of them don't even know that there is some things that they could do for them. So we have here three things that we have in relation to ahadith.
Sorry, before getting to the ahadith and the three important cases, some people might ask that the person passed away. Now, how the activities of somebody else, like the children, can be effective to the future of a deceased one in the other world? How is it? How it could be effective? I mean, for example, you as the children, do some khairat and barakat, do, for example, give some charity, give some sustenance to the needy or this and that, okay, in this world, in remembrance of your parents, and now your action will be effective on the future of your parents, the deceased
judgment.
Ones. Yeah, how is it possible?
So as we see that whatever we do in this world, alhamdulillah, whether it is good or bad, there are two ways of seeing it. One is that whatever good or bad you do, you'll actually see the result of it in this world and in the hereafter.
Okay.
The thing is that because we are in this world, we only are able to grasp what we see in this world. So, for example, if I did something good, I feel happiness. That happiness is the outcome of doing good in this world. But the result of it in the hereafter, it's because I'm not there yet. I cannot see it. But it's only from Quran verses of the Quran or the Ahadith that we come to know that these kind of actions have implications in the hereafter.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Praises to Allah, all glories to Allah, we worship Allah and no one but Allah.
We remember the story when the, if I'm not mistaken, when the Prophet went to Mi'raj,
yes,
when he ascended towards the heavens, and he saw that a lot of the angels were building bricks of houses, and then they would destroy, or the houses would fall down. They would keep on building the bricks, and the houses would fall down again. And once inquired, the Prophet was told that whenever they do a good deed, or they send a salawat, something like that,
mm-hmm.
These buildings would come up. But because they forget that they are going to do something bad, they end up doing something bad and the buildings fall down.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have a narration that says that be aware of what you create and build in the heaven and it being destructed by yourselves.
Okay.
So whenever a good deed is done, it has an effect over there. Now, if you see that effect for yourself is there, and as we know that death is not the end of
life. Yeah.
So life in itself
for Muslims
is,
they do believe that. That's right.
Life in itself is a continuous from here.
Okay.
You see, the way of risk or sustenance is different.
Mm-hmm.
So in this world, we take sustenance from what we are able to do, like job, work.
Mm-hmm.
We try to get. We provide our family and ourselves. In that world, what works is our ibadah that we did in this world.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not the end. We have tradition that says that if you do khairat, for example, like building mosque under the name of yourself or your parents, you will have its effect even after you are dead. Or having a pious child.
Yes.
Its effect goes beyond.
A pious child.
Yeah.
And is it possible,
beyond,
for example, to remove the effects of your bad deeds in the world? For example, your parents did some bad deeds, negative deeds in this world, and then by your good deeds for them, the effects of their bad deeds will remove in the barzakh or, for example, in the other world. Is it possible?
In general sense, why not?
Mm-hmm.
Because everything has a point of view. If you want to see it at the point of view of a person, someone would say maybe, maybe not. But if you see at the point of your Lord,
yes,
my Lord is huge, he is great. We have a riwayah that says that don't think how big my sin is, think how big my Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
That if I ask forgiveness sincerely, he would forgive me. You see, there are some other things that is there, but that is like to be like, it's in Allah's hand himself. If there are some things that he did that requires rectification, for example, he was a Muslim.
Yes.
There are some things he did not do. For example, a person, a Muslim man, he does not pray at all, he dies. Does he go to heaven or hell? That is a question. Because the judge is Allah himself.
Yes.
And also it has some circumstances and situations. So for example, if the child comes and pays the someone to pray on behalf, or he himself pays the qaza prayers and fast for the parents, then that thing is removed into that account and becomes better. And we have seen even in traditions that people have gone and seen this. So I just remembered one tradition where a person passed away, and the Holy Prophet told the angel of death that dust bardarid, like let him be.
Remove you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy woke up,
mm-hmm.
like you could say in this situation, he was in ICU kind of state.
Okay.
He woke up and the Prophet asked him, what do you see? He saw that there's a lot of blackness around him, and it was scary and everything. Then afterwards, Prophet told him that, do you want me to teach you something that would change or something? Then the Prophet taught him the dua, and Malakul Maut again takes his life, then the Prophet tells him that, again, let him be. The guy wakes up again from that state and says that that condition of darkness and scariness changed into white and peaceful tranquility.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So changes are imminent. According to what is done in this world has an effect in that world.
Okay.
Now, whether you do it yourself before the journey or whether someone else does it for you, the best example would be a person who is traveling.
Mm-hmm.
A person who is traveling from one country to another country, he has some means to survive in the other country.
Yes.
But sometimes what happens is that the means finishes.
Yes.
This means that he got, he took it for maqsad or the
You mean the vehicle final, to the destination?
Yeah,
yes.
The
okay.
final destination
yes.
or the second destination was from this first destination. He
okay.
prepared and took it. But the moment he reaches there, we see that his risk and everything that he was supposed to survive, he gets ill and everything, and that goes away.
Mm-hmm.
What he does is that he requests help from back home.
Yes.
Someone, not from his sustenance now.
Yes.
He's asking someone else to send him mm-hmm. something so that he could survive the remaining days that he's
yes.
over there.
Yes.
So you could put this in the same way, like once you are in that realm and you want to be better or some in that sense, you see the people over this side. When they do something good on your behalf, it reaches you.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So here we have Western Union and other things
yes.
that for transferring money. Over there, we have a direct connection between Allah and His bande, His believers.
Now let's get to this case in the ayahs of the Quran and the ahadith. Do you have any reference to us showing the significance of, for example, sending blessings to your father or mother who passed away in this world or not?
Yes, we have. We have three rights of the parents after their death. One of them is to carry out wajib acts which they did not perform during their lifetime, like salat, siyam, hajj, and repayment of debts. Second is to act on their will and testament, the
yes.
wills that they have given. Third is to perform various good deeds for their salvation, like giving sadaqah, to perform charitable acts, and carry out recommended acts on their behalf. Here we have also traditions regarding children who are not obedient towards their parents in this world, and their parents pass
yes.
away. They say that Allah tells these children that you can compensate for your behavior in this world in the hereafter by doing good deeds for your marhum and marhumin,
mm-hmm.
or your dead parents, for example,
ones.
Your passed away parents,
yes.
you can do for them and you can change it into good. And also there's an opposite side.
Mm-hmm.
A person who was obedient to their parents while they were alive, but after they pass away, they forget the parents.
Mm-hmm.
So this also according to Atla Dastagh Shirazi, if I'm not mistaken, in his book, The Greater Sins,
yes.
it's the sixth or seventh sin called Aqd-e Walidain.
Yes.
You see, where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, beware, abstain from angering the parents. The fragrance of paradise is perceived even at a distance of 1,000 years. But those who are disobedient to parents,
yes.
whether in this world or for the hereafter, they forget them. And those who cut off ties with relatives will not be able to smell it.
Okay.
And we have more traditions related
yes.
to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. Thank you very much, Brother Sohail. I mean, the converse way is possible too, that your deceased person, I mean, the souls pray for you in the other world.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
So as long as you are not forgetful about the souls of your parents, they are not forgetful about you.
Yeah.
In this world too, it could be a source of blessing for you, for your life too. And most of the cases for the Muslims, especially the Shiite community, for example, after the person is deceased and he or she is buried, they held some commemorations in the mosque for them. The recitation of the Quran is over there. Some food or sustenance are given in remembrance of them. For example, in the anniversary, in the demise anniversary of the parents, usually, again, the food is distributed among the needy, among the people who need it. So some monies are given to the aitam, maybe, to the orphans or something like that. And all these, as you said, building different places in the name of the parents, these are all the good actions that we can do as a source of blessing for the parents who passed away.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Brother Sohail, for a nice elaboration. It was very kind of you. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. For more information, Visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن